Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It is a beautiful day in North Dakota. Beautiful. Absolutely flat out gorgeous. I was driving today, Watford City to Alexander. Saw the ginormous flag up there on top of the hill on 85 where Patriot Fuels is at, just past Arnegard. And just got a lump in my throat. Beautiful blue sky, big flag waving. The energy renaissance of America all around me. At the meantime, obviously, headlines that have us all concerned about a deal with Iran. And they are connected, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we are able, with this energy renaissance that is happening, to thankfully have less conflicts with folks in the Middle East. Not necessarily tomorrow or a year from now, but it's a less of a threat every single day as we get more and more energy independent and have that national security, energy security that comes from that. So these are definitely connected. Obviously, it comes with challenges, and I'm in the middle of the Alexander School today for the broadcast. I'm actually in the library of the Alexander School. So, Todd, if there's anything you'd like me to check out for you, or you'd like
you're not talking like you're in a library.
A little reading. Well, thankfully, I'm only the only one in here because
right
there's
now.
Not.
I should use your golf and bowling voice on that one.
I should be doing my best Jim Nance. Right now, yes. I'd like to walk in the butler cap.
We're in the library.
Yeah.
You need somebody in the background going,
So, thankfully, Leslie Beaver, who's the superintendent here, was gracious enough to borrow us the library. Do you know they didn't have a library just up till a couple of years ago and said,
really?
We need a library. Yeah. And, this school, every year, what would happen in Alexander is the school board would debate, can we tough it out one more year? Can we wait one more year to keep this school open? And now it's, no, we need a library. We need to expand. I think they're adding 8,000 square feet. We're going to talk with the superintendent later in the program about the schools. Well, they're very proud of the fact they're right now starting a new football program that'll be independent. It'll be just them. They've been in a co-op, not only with football, but a couple other sports, volleyball and one other with Watford City. I think basketball and volleyball, in addition to football, and they're going to do a six-man non-conference deal with some Montana teams to start their Alexander football team. So that's a big deal, right? I mean, you're going from, discussion of closing a school to now your own sports programs and a school that has tripled in size in 6 years. And again, did it come with challenges for Alexander? Yes, absolutely. No question about it. But what would you rather have? Do you have the challenge of deciding when to close the school? Or how to manage the growth? Answer yourself that question. It's one of the reasons we are in Alexander today, because the North Dakota Petroleum Council does a wonderful thing called the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. They do two of these a year, have for 7-8 years now. This year it's today in Alexander, and then Thursday down in Southard, North Dakota. And it's really a thank you to the communities. It's a chance for community members to meet folks from the industry, and that's a good thing in and of itself. And but it's also a chance for the industry to say, hey, we know there's a lot going on, and we appreciate what you're doing. And some free barbecue, and free a lot of things, to tell you the truth. There's a whole lot of free at these events. So anyway, it's really neat. That's why we're in Alexander. Glad to be in the library. We'll meet some of the folks here. We're going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer for a little while on the program today, which is not his talk radio town all day, but I did ask him to join us for congressional reaction, specifically from a member of our congressional delegation about the deal with Iran. And I would ask you what you think of it. From what you hear about it. I was watching the President of the United States at 6:30 this morning, and, again, thinking about, wouldn't it be nice to turn on the television, see the President, and really listen with a sense of, okay, I want to understand this deal. I want to get the facts of this deal, and I want to be able to trust him because there is the President of the United States. And given the last 6 years, that's not easy. That's not easy. And then add in the fact that we're talking about a deal with a sworn enemy, with people who really say death to America. And you say, wow, I found myself, the conclusion that I came to, and I would welcome your criticism, agreement, disagreement, whatever, is this really is more about, I'll put it really crass, this is about, you know, this is about the this sort of, you know, peace and love crowd, okay, who, you know, hate wars. We all hate wars, by the way. Members of the military hate wars, but they realize they're a necessary evil. To take on evil. But, you know, there's this sort of, you know, 60s peace and love crowd. Hey, man, love, not war, right? And it seems to me that that's what this is more about. It's about, well, hey, I want peace, not war. I want love, not war. So I'll just say yes, 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 so we can say, see, we're not going to have a war. It seems to me the whole deal is much more about stopping other countries in the region from defending themselves. Hey, you can't do that because we have this deal now. Than it is about a good deal. That's my take. Welcome yours on the program today or anything else on your mind about the schools here or about anything on your mind. These cookfests are great fun. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Like them on Facebook. Follow them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You'll have all the details on all the events that are happening in Alexander. And by the way, 2:30 is when the Bakken Rocks Cookfest gets underway, and that'll be here in the Alexander School, and those are great. They're really good. I mean, if you know everything there is to know about the industry, you generally will pick up something new that's happening. If you don't have the first clue and you're trying to understand it, maybe pursuing some opportunities is a great way to say, okay, here's what I need to know. And the best part of it is the presentations, because you get the latest information, but the Q&A after. Really good dialogue. Really good discussion. So take those in. Kathy Nesset, Nessa Consulting, Ron Nessa, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Justin Kringsted, from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, Allison Ritter from the Department of Mineral Resources, all great resources here doing a Q&A today. So it's worth taking in. I think you'll enjoy it, and I hope you do it. But then after the information, then it's the food and the fun. And that includes free barbecue, and they're already setting up in the park, and the smells already are just to die for. The barbecue, the whole, it's, ooh, I'm telling you. It is really really, 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 really good. What else? I can't forget the music. Jesse Veeder and Outlaw Seppin will be here today. Chatted with Gene Veeder yesterday, and he said not only is the star of the family, Jesse, who's now, of course, a Nashville recording artist performing, but so is Outlaw Seppin. So Gene and the rest of the crew will be there performing today as well. So it should be a good, great day. Looks like the weather's perfect, and really encourage you to come on in and take it in. It'll be a lot of fun, without question. Ron Nelson, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, is going to join us as well. And I want to ask Ron about this deal with Iran and the connection to what's happening in North Dakota. These dots connect, folks. You may think they are worlds apart. They're not. They are not in any way, shape, and or form. Not whatsoever. So what else are we going to do on the program today? I should tell you that we are blessed to have some fine sponsors of our special broadcast. Not only What's on Your Mind today and Thursday, Alexander today, but also South Heart on Thursday. But we also are going to be doing Energy Matters here. And we'll be doing reports on K-Fire Cafe Thursday with Todd as well from the afternoon park. So I'll be roaming around the park, and we want to thank our sponsors for those, which include our good friends at Go Wireline with over 200 years of wireline experience. You call, we go. They're a great bunch. MBI Energy Services, established, experienced, respected. One of our best places to work tour stops always. One Oak, V1 in energy. Enbridge Pipelines, fueling quality for life. And by Fortis Energy. Fortis Energy Services, an award-winning oil and gas well service operator right here in North Dakota. And they have a core value that is safety first. Also brought to you by the Armstrong Corporation. Kelly's going to join us actually in South Tire. Looking forward to that. And by Valley Imports, provided the transportation for the Cookfest today. And I have had a lot of people ask to borrow the keys. Would you ever, could I, GL550, Mercedes-Benz, safest vehicle you can own, especially here in the Bakken, by the way. I mean, anywhere. If you travel, seriously, think about that. And if you have this little, my wife, you know, said to me, and she was kissing me goodbye for most of the week here on Sunday, said, a Mercedes? No. What she was saying in her very kind, loving way is, don't get too full of yourself now driving a Mercedes. And I, Does Kerry ever say that to you, Todd? Don't get
yeah,
you
know, oh, everybody says that to me. It's not just Kerry.
But here's the deal.
It's everybody.
I don't think anybody should apologize for driving a safe vehicle.
Exactly.
The most precious cargo in the on the planet to me is my wife and my kids. And obviously, I want to be there for them. So, really, you want a safe vehicle. You got to really think long and hard about that. So, I said ML. It's a GL550 from Valley Imports. And the safety features, I call it the built-in rumble strips on the wheel, is pretty cool. The lane control, where if you're swerving, it puts you back in the lane. And that sounds a little scary. It isn't. It's just it's subtle, but it's you know, if you're drifting, boom, you're back in the lane. Think about that. And you know, the massage in the seat is a little bit over the top, but it is, you know, keep you awake, you know. Anyway, valleyimports.com if you want one for yourself. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll get two years of free service, a couple $1,000 value. More from Alexander next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Missed the bell, Todd. Time to go to the next class.
Darn it. I'm never paying attention when that thing rings.
Did you have a bell when you were in school?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't remember a bell.
Obnoxious. Sure, like sure loud mechanical right? Bell thing. Oh, yeah.
All I remember is getting in trouble. I don't remember.
You? Yeah. Wait a minute.
I don't know if I've told this story on the air before, but I was responsible for the worst day of attendance in the history of the Huron High School here on South Dakota.
It's a good story. Tell it again, because there's plenty of people who haven't heard it.
Yeah, because I sold tickets for a Loverboy concert. And the Loverboy concert was down in Sioux Falls Arena on a Sunday. And so Monday, you know, attendance wasn't so good. And I'd been selling them the lunchroom for because I did the announcements. So I would do, you know, the announcements, the whole thing. And then I said, is it okay if I, you know, mention that, well, you can keep Loverboy going. Don't cut that short.
Well, I wasn't going to cut it short. I was making sure it's down low enough, but, yeah.
So I would say, you know, and by the way, after lunch today, if you're interested in going to Loverboy concert, I'll be in the lunchroom between blank and blank. So I sold some tickets, and, you know, a few weeks later, big concert, and uh-oh. Yeah, not good. So I got in big trouble for that. Mr. Solem.
That was probably about the last time you ever got in trouble in anything in life, isn't it?
Mr. Solem. Mr. Hannon, do you realize today is the worst attendance in the history of this school? Why do you think that would be? Okay. Anyway, moving on to more important things, ladies and gentlemen. In all seriousness, would love your reaction to this deal in Iran. And do you see a connection to what we're doing in the energy renaissance? Tell me that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ed Minot, what's on your mind today?
I've got to ask you a question about your car there, Scott. Just a few short years ago, you were driving a Ford Taurus. You had to plug in the MP player into the cigarette lighter and wear FR clothing to stay warm in the winter. I mean,
well, and he had to plug the seat heater in too. He didn't have factory seat heat. He had to plug that in, then he'd leave that plugged in and kill the battery too. Hey, you're right.
So how did you update so like that? I mean, let us in so we can, you know, update to
He's been hanging around me because he knows I got a Mercedes, so he went and got one.
Short story is the Taurus traded in for a F-150, which I loved at S&S Motors in Watford City. You can buy it right now, 2009, at a heck of a deal sitting on Brent's lot. And even it's got the super-duper topper on it, too. Anyway, my son, Mr., he's a thrifty lad, and he just said, you know, Dad, why don't you get an Explorer? You'd get, you know, and by the way, when I traded in the truck was September. I traded it in whatever last month. 37,000 miles I put on the truck in less than a year, you know, September to June. And he was like, Dad, it's over 100,000, and you're, you know, get an Explorer. So I said to Brent, hey, I want an Explorer. I'd like one of the new model ones. So he found a 2011 with 30,000 miles on it. And that thing has a lot of bells and whistles on it. You know, it tells you when somebody's in your blind spot. It's got a lot of really cool electronics on it and the sync. So anyway, that's my new ride from S&S Motors. This week was just a little fun. Every once in a while, another one of our fine sponsors is Valley Imports, and they're the only Mercedes dealer in North Dakota and, you know, chunks of Canada, South Dakota, and parts of Montana and Minnesota. And so they said, why don't you go out there and show this to some of your friends? And, so I every once in a while I take a Mercedes out just to show off. But this is like a demo. This is not my ride, Ed, lest you be too concerned.
I thought you jumped for the Taurus, the Mercedes, and there's something we're missing out. How the rest of us can get there, you know? So, I understand now.
A guy said to me today, I was filling up at Patriot Fuels in between here, and I stopped because of that big flag. So way to go, Fred and the crew of Patriot Fuels. I love that flag. And somebody said to me, how do I get your job? looking at the car filling up.
Hey, have a good day, guys. Beautiful out here.
Say, Ed, have you got an opinion on this Iran deal?
I haven't got up to date on it yet, so I can't decide one way or the other, so...
All right, we'll get under the hood. Once you get under the hood, you give us a ring back.
You bet. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm relying on what the president has said, what Benjamin Netanyahu has said. Talked for a few minutes earlier today with Rick Santorum on the morning show in Fargo, and he doesn't like it. I mean, there's a guy who spent 8 years on the Foreign Relations Committee. Tell me something good about it. I'd be, and anybody in the audience that likes it, I'm open to hearing why you like it, but You know, there's little things in here like inspections, okay? So it says, I forget if it was John Kerry this morning or I listened to him too, and the president talked about access to key Iran nuclear sites, right? So when I say that, Todd, does that relieve you that we would have full access to key Iranian nuclear sites?
Oh,
or you hear something in that worries you?
If he said it, it must be true. It's kind of like if you read it on the Internet, it must be true.
I'm just thinking, who decides what's key, right? Because I might say, yeah, you can take a look at these 12 sites, but by the way, these aren't nuclear sites.
So we can trust this guy, huh?
I mean, little things like that. And somebody else, one of the reporters, was digging into the details and said that the IAEA, which is sort of the international, you know, nuke police watch force, if you will, they obviously have been very concerned about Iran, and they have said, we want access to all these sites. So in the deal, it says if the IAEA says, we want to go look at this location, that Iran has 14 days to respond. So, you know, I mean, you can scrub things pretty quick there, too, right? So, I don't know. It is early. It just came out this morning. But if you do have a reaction, do you have concerns, let us know. Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, we just added Senator Hoeven, both going to join us. And obviously, their staffs are digging into this, so they can probably guide us a little bit, too, on what should go there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd with your comments today on the program or anytime. And that's 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 with your questions and or comments. Alexander, North Dakota is where we're at today, fired up for the North Dakota Oil Can Bach and Rocks Cookfest, and really hope to see you here in Alexander, North Dakota. The park is buzzing. They're getting things going today, and we're going to have some fun. Free barbecue, great music, and a whole lot of fun. The Bach and Rocks Cookfest starts at 2:30 with the information sessions and the real fun beginning at 4. Todd comments on the deal, says, we have a lot of comments on our Facebook page on a number of questions, some of them on the nuke deal. Here's one on a different question. Have you heard about this announcement by the president on 3 new national monuments? Texas, Nevada, and California. Hey, how about a little something for the effort in North Dakota? Right? Todd says, let's make the border with Mexico a 3-mile-wide memorial. See where he's going with this? National weapons test site, like Area 51, with listening stations, mines, and barbed wire.
Different Todd, not me. But on the other hand, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
That'd be
how we'd pay for it, but I like the idea.
Somebody in Watford last night was talking about this. Said, "How about Tioga, 1951, site of the first oil well? Look what that started." That
there you go.
Monument.
Now you're talking.
Exactly.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up with a 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Daily Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's see here. Congressman Cramer is going to join us for his reaction. This was arranged last minute, obviously, because the announcement from the president just came this morning. Expect him at any time. Senator Hoeven was originally going to join us and now said, can we do this tomorrow? So he will be on tomorrow. And in the meantime, what do you think of the deal? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Billy and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to pose a question on this Iran nuclear deal. Why are we doing it at all? The only thing that I can see is what I heard Rush Limbaugh say yesterday, that the president is trying to establish a legacy for himself. Something. What's the reason we even need to make a deal with Iran at all? Why would we want to give them a nuclear bomb or the capacity to make it? You know, when they openly burn flags in the street and say death to America and yada, yada, yada. So why would we even want to do that?
Here's my answer. Here's why I think they would answer. And I heard the president today on this very point, Billy. If we don't do this deal, if we don't do this, there's going to be, an arms race. There's going to be all these people that are going to want to build up. And in fact, he even said no deal would mean more war in the Middle East. So he wants a diplomatic solution, regardless of whether or not it makes any sense or not. So he can call it a diplomatic solution but ironically, as I mentioned earlier, I was talking to Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum was 8 years on the Foreign Armed Services Committee of the Foreign Relations or Armed Services. I forget which. But anyway, spent some time in this. And a lot of his time in the Senate was on Iran. And I said to him, what are you most worried about? He said, this is going to spark an arms race because everybody now knows, they've got more money because we're lifting the sanctions and they can do more of these things to build up the arms. And we need to protect ourselves. So, ironically, the very thing that Obama is saying he prevents, he actually accelerates. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I've kind of noticed that pattern in quite a few things. So, but it just seems utterly ludicrous because if we're not over there helping them to get it, then, I mean, they're going to get it anyway over time. That's kind of obvious. It seems as if we're just accelerating the pace for them, for Iran, so that, I suppose if they've got it first, then maybe it'll be a deterrent to other countries, but maybe it won't. There's all kinds of oddball theories floating around on the internet about why they would get allowed to get the bomb or why they, what they're going to do with it once they have it. But just the whole concept of a nuclear Iran is mind boggling simply because of the hate speech that comes out of them over there. I guess that's all I got to say.
I hear you. Why do a deal at all? First question I'll ask, you know, the members of Congress that join us today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Dave and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. A little while back, George W. Bush gave a speech at the Disabled American Veterans Organization. And he was speaking to veterans that he'd sent over to Iraq and Afghanistan that were disabled. And take a guess at what he charged for that.
Well, I know the story you're talking about. It was a $100,000 fee, but you know what? The reporting on this has been unbelievable. It's okay for Bill Clinton to go around and charge $500,000 all over the place. Hillary Clinton to charge all the money she charges. Former presidents charge money. Do you know what the fee of George W. Bush is normally when he gives an address?
Well, I have no idea what that is, but I think
it's about $250,000. It's about $250,000, Dave. Okay, that's the normal fee. And actually, it's higher than that on some occasions if he goes overseas or whatever. But on average, it's $250,000. Somebody with that organization you're talking about knew the president, reached out and said, would you do us a favor and come do a fundraiser for us and give us a deal? And so they did. So in other words, the president was asked, would you come and would you give us a deal? He says yes and yes for his friend. They raise, I want to say, $1.5 million, maybe more, that they netted as a result of the president coming. So the $100,000 cost was very worthwhile in what it gained disabled vets. But the media runs around and says, what, that creep George W. Bush, he charges $100,000 to speak at an event for... Do you think differently now, knowing the facts about that case, Dave?
No. I still think it's disgusting that he did that because he lied about the war.
He lied about the war?
Yeah. There was no weapons of mass destruction.
Well, Did Al Gore lie? Did Bill Clinton lie?
Bill Clinton's a liar, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at what Bill Clinton did in Serbia. Went to one ethnic group and said, hey, if you guys all stick together, we'll give you money. Went to the other ethnic group and said, if you guys all stick together, we'll give you money. And so, yeah, they all stuck together, and then they said, okay, you form your own little country, and we'll recognize you and give you money. And that's how that guy got destroyed. Yeah, Bill Clinton's a liar.
Yeah, my point in raising that is that many people who criticize George W. Bush for, quote-unquote, lying about weapons of mass destruction forget the fact Bill Clinton made the same argument with the same intelligence. Al Gore made the same, you know, argument. Democrats, Republicans, everybody said that, you know, was the intelligence apparatus of the United States flawed? Yes, no question about it. But to say George W. Bush lied, in other words, that suggests he knew the intelligence was faulty and decided to go to war anyway. Do you believe that's what happened?
In 2006, when they interviewed Wesley Clark, and they came out of the Oval Office after 9/11, and Wesley Clark asked them, okay, are we going after Al-Qaeda or the Taliban? And he was told, we're going into Iraq, we're going into Syria. They named about six different countries that they're going into.
Yeah, I think, Dave, again, Wesley Clark, yeah, a former Democratic presidential candidate, isn't exactly the best resource.
Okay, when you have elections, everybody says, okay, you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. So right there, there's the point. The Republicans and the Democrats are both liars.
Yeah, I understand
so
that opinion.
Let's get rid of both of the two evils.
I understand that opinion. I think you're...
Let's get a third party in there and take this country back. You got people like from the Council on Foreign Relations. Their agenda is to get rid of this, our Constitution. But so many of our cabinet members are members of that. How can people be a member of an organization that wants to get rid of our Constitution?
Hey, Dave,
you're
wearing me out going down so many different rabbit trails that I can't respond to each one.
You let me down the trail. You opened up the door. You want to respond back to what your questions are.
Yeah, well, I don't know how Council on Foreign Relations ended up back with George W. Bush. But I appreciate your comment. When I'm a long way of saying I got to keep moving, but I appreciate the call, number one. Number two, let's define liar, okay? If I'm presented information that says, here is what they have, and I hear from my military apparatus, here's how we'd respond, and I say, okay, intelligence community says we have that, here's how we're going to respond, let's do it. It's later to be found that information was incorrect. Was I a liar? I don't think I was a liar. I think I was dealing with faulty information. Now, and again, I am the beholder, I get you. I also share your skepticism of both parties and a lot of different folks. But when you come on and say, well, General Wesley Clark says, therefore George W. Bush was a liar, well, General Wesley Clark, a Democratic candidate for President of the United States. All right? I mean, so I'm not going to call him a liar, but I'm going to say he's got a dog in that fight, is what I'm trying to tell you. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here to give us his reaction to what happened. And I, you know, as usual, just had a caller who asked the best question, so I'll ask it of you to start with on this deal. Why do we need a deal? Why do a deal at all? What is the need for a deal? Do we need a deal?
Well, it would be great if we had a deal that prevented Iran from achieving a nuclear weapon status, but unfortunately, you know, it's starting to look like we have a deal that validates their ability to have a nuclear weapon status. So, you know, we always prefer a deal to a war, I guess, Scott, would be the answer. But the real answer, unfortunately, today is that the reason we want a deal is because Barack Obama is trying to pad his legacy, and one of the things he's said from the very beginning is he wanted to reach out to our enemies in a new way that could cause us to go or to steer us in a, quote, new direction, to use some of his terms. Well, new direction, yeah, but who needs a new direction if the new direction is let's acquiesce to our enemies? Now, I haven't read the deal, and we've got people pouring over it, hearing the rumors now, and hopefully we're going to get, Congress will be presented with the actual deal sometime within the next several days, after which time the 60-day review clock will begin, and we'll go through it in earnest. But there's some things we don't know about it yet. The president, in his statement, said that it's going to allow international inspectors, anytime, anywhere. Well, we'll see, because that's one of the things that Iran would not agree to throughout this process, in that, they wanted to, for example, leave off limits any of their military installations. Well, that would be pretty crazy. The one thing we do, I think, know about it already is that they're allowed to maintain to keep all of their centrifuges. While they would idle most of them, they store them under international review. The fact that they get to hang on to them is pretty problematic for me, quite honestly, Scott, because the whole point of this should be to destroy them and make sure they can never achieve, enough enriched uranium to create a weapon. Another thing that we're picking up is that this is going to allow the lifting of the UN arms embargo, which, of course the Russians want it. And remember, the Russians were one of the P+5. They're one of the five, the permanent members of the UN Security Council. And the Russians would love to start selling their ICBM missile technology, for example, to Iran. They've already started selling missile defense technology and missile defense systems to the Iranians, which would mean that enforcing any type of a deal becomes much more difficult. So I'm very skeptical, trying to not pass too much judgment before having all of the details, but I have to tell you, it's not looking very good. And the other thing, by the way, that, Congress, the House of Representatives, passed unanimously was a resolution expressing the sense of the House that Iran should immediately release the three United States citizens that it holds and give us an account for others that have been missing. As you know, there's a Washington Post journalist who's been held for more than 300 days, a pastor who was arrested in September of 2012.
Yeah, get us a little bit of short-term benefit out of it for sure.
More with
Congressman Cramer straight ahead, folks. Don't go away. Full tight, Kevin, if you would. We'll come back live in Alexander today for the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. More reaction from Congressman Kevin Cramer today on the Iran Deal after this timeout.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Yeah, as far as this weapons deal with Iran, you got to remember in Iraq we had inspections supposed to be going on all the time, and yet we were hassled and kept from going there. And now with this Iran deal is 14 days waiting, and they have the choice to choose. Then you have to get permission from China and Russia. It's just not a good thing. It never was. All right, thanks later. Bye. How do you negotiate a deal with a country that's sitting the whole time to negotiate and saying death to America and death to Israel?
Both interesting points, and we'll ask Congressman Kevin Cramer for his take on that as well. We're chatting with him for his almost a minute-by-minute reaction to something that literally just came out hours ago this morning. The President, John Kerry, Secretary of State, announcing a deal with Iran. We're live in Alexander today. Bakken Rocks Cookfest is happening here. 2:30 for the information session here at the Alexander School. And then the Bakken Rocks Cookfest barbecue takes place in the Alexander Park. That starts at 4. Live entertainment with Jesse Veter and Outlaw Sippin'. Free barbecue, free everything. So really hope you get a chance to come here. And by the way, if you find me either at the school or the park. I have free tickets to your choice of acts at the North Dakota State Fair. Keith Urban or whoever you want to check out at the North Dakota Fair, which starts Friday. Free tickets. I'll have a name tag on, so come find me and say, hey, where is my free passes to the fair? I want those. And our special broadcast today brought to you by Fortis Energy, an award-winning oil and gas well service operator in North Dakota. One Oak, the one in energy. Enbridge Pipelines, fueling quality for life. Go Wireline, over 200 years of wireline experience. You call, we go. MBI Energy Services, established, experienced, and respected. The Armstrong Corporation and Valley Imports, the folks that gave me a sweet ride. Need a new Mercedes? ValleyImports.com. They'll beat anybody's price. They'll get you what you're looking for. If you don't find it on the website, but you want it, they'll find it for you. ValleyImports.com, your Mercedes dealer in North Dakota. Congressman Kevin Cramer back with us in our final segment here on the Iran deal. In this segment, we're going to talk about the Alexander School and chat with Ron Nessa, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, next hour, and more of your calls. 2 points that caller made. One is on the 14 days to respond. I've heard that, too. So anytime, anywhere is one thing. But according to folks that have dug into this, the lingo is watered down. So if the IAEA says we want to go there, they say we'll get back to you in 14 days. I mean, that isn't an inspection, is it?
No, it's not. And that is one of the fundamental criteria, the demands that Congress, in a letter by 367 of us, wrote, majority of Democrats as well as every Republican, we have to have on the spot, spontaneous inspections, access anywhere, anytime. That's just critical. The other thing is that we requested and required was no upfront reward of any type. So in other words, we want sanctions to not be lifted just as a signing bonus, but rather as part of complying, first evidence that they're complying with the deal. And if that's missing, that'll be a deal breaker for Congress. I think the big question for Congress, Scott, will be how many Democratic members of Congress will stick by their convictions that they wrote in the letter to the president and be willing to override a veto. Should we review the deal, find it to not meet our demands, pass a joint resolution of disapproval, and then be vetoed by the president, will there be enough Democrats to stand by their convictions and support freedom, support our allies in the Middle East, which include, of course, first and foremost, Israel, but it also includes a number of Arab states? Because if they don't do that, I think that we're looking at an arms race, because the only way Israel and others in the region will be able to defend themselves will be to build a bigger, faster, and more bombs.
The president saying the consequence of no deal is more wars in the Middle East. But you're saying the consequence of the deal, and Rick Santorum said the same thing, is there's going to be an arms race in the Middle East because nobody's going to trust that they're going to, not be doing what they claim they're not doing. So,
One of the rumors we're hearing out of this, of course, again, is that the lifting of the UN embargo, the arms embargo. Well, that means Russia can sell ICBM missile technology to somebody who's got a pathway, a legitimate pathway now, to a nuclear bomb. So I just, to me, it looks really, really bad. Now, we can't make decisions based on rumors and leaks, but the whole thing will be made available to Congress within the next probably 5 to 10 days, I suppose, maybe even sooner if we're fortunate, during which time then, of course, the 60-day clock will begin, and the 60-day clock being the clock that time that Congress has to review the deal.
Let me squeeze in one more quick call here if we can. Kurt and Bismarck, quickly, your question for Congressman Cramer. I only have a minute left.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, Kurt.
The announcement was just a few hours ago, and I'm a news junkie, so I've been watching everybody from Fox to CNN to this fine radio program, and I'm stunned by the phrase, based on rumors, innuendos, and leaks. Can't the people in Congress take the time to read, review, and then comment on this stuff so that we can get some factual information on it, just not the hate of our president?
Well, there's a couple of problems that we have with the curtain. First of all, and that's why I've been coaching everything, that we want to see the whole deal. There are rumors that leak, but remember, leaks are a common part, unfortunately, of the communication process. It's almost an official process, but I don't disagree with you that we have to hold our powder a little bit dry and not condemn the whole thing. Having said that, it's not a matter of hate for our president. It's a matter of distrust, the trust that he himself has broken over the years of doing things that go around Congress, that go around the will of the people. And so the trust that's been broken, perhaps there's plenty of blame to go around, but he shares a vast majority of it.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, thanks for the quick update and reaction. More tomorrow with him on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.